The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, our thanks to Bud Black for coming on. I want to address some. So we got some of this on the text line. Kind of a few different texts ranging from that was kind of slimy, that was kind of hypocritical of you to cozy up to Bud after all the criticism you've given the Rockies. Let me be clear. If you've listened closely, I'll just speak for me. If you've listened closely to me over the years, I pin this all on Dick Monfort. Okay? I don't blame Bud Black for any of this. In fact, if you want to know how I feel about Bud Black as a manager, maybe it speaks to a larger conversation about the role of the baseball manager as a whole. If Bud Black was the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers this year, they win 100 games.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, if he's managing the Los Angeles Dodgers, Bud Black wins 100 games this year and is the manager of the team that's favored to win the World Series. It's as simple as that. So I don't pin this on Bud at all. So
correct.
It wasn't hypocritical.
No.
Now, if we had Dick Monfort on and we're cozying up to Dick Monfort, then, yeah, fire the cannons. But
Bud,
the chances of Dick Monfort coming on this show.
Yeah. Hey,
by the way, Dick Monfort, you're welcome. We would love to have you on.
Bud Black is a friend of mine.
Questions would be a little bit different.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna. Hey, man, like, one of the things that Jim Leland used to say all the time, Jim Leland was funny because Jim Leland always wanted to talk football with me. But he would always talk about baseball like it's not rocket science. If you've got more talent than the other team, you're going to win. That's how baseball operates, because it's by far probably the most individualistic sport of all the team sports, right? You either hit 300 or you don't. If you're behind the, you know, you're below the Mendoza line, your team's going to struggle. Like, it's kind of, you know, it is what it is. So Bud is a friend. I really enjoy Bud. I think he's a good manager. And I don't think, you know, I don't think, especially pitching-wise, he's been giving him a lot to work with. And you gotta be able to pitch. If you're going to win in Major League Baseball, you got to pitch. It's the way it works.
Texter says, so Teflon Bud gets a pass? Yeah, for me. When you have an organization that has been run with the same model and effectively the same people since the Rockies first started, and you've had an owner who is paralyzed to the idea of shaking things up in the front office and trying something different, trying a different model, trying to bring in somebody else from a very successful organization and let them break this thing down to the studs and change everything in the way that the Rockies do business. Has he ever done anything like that? No. So until he does something like this, and as long as he continues to stay with this same model that doesn't work, at least when it comes to baseball, yeah, kind of give Bud Black a little bit of a pass. Yeah, I will. Time now to hit the hardwood, brought to you by Papa Murphy's. The Nuggets, they lose for the second time at home to Phoenix since the All-Star break. What happened yesterday? What was the main reason? What was the chief culprit? I'll let Michael Malone tell you.
The offensive rebounding has been by far our Achilles heel since the All-Star break. I think we're 29th in second chance points allowed. And against that team, they don't miss very often. So when they do miss, you have to secure the rebound to give yourself a chance on the other end.
That plus this.
You know, I know sometimes it's an oversimplification, but make or miss league, and tonight they made and we missed a whole lot. And you know, you just come up short against a very talented team.
We said yesterday, we had this conversation. Johnny Fever put it out on Twitter, on X, right before the game yesterday, our conversation about ranking the top threats to the Nuggets in the West.
Sure.
And we both agreed. Tried not to, but we both agreed that it was Phoenix. So does last night just validate the idea that Phoenix, a team that, by the way, would be playing in the play-in tournament, does this validate the idea that Phoenix is the biggest threat to the Nuggets in the West?
I think so. I think that one, Phoenix can get you when they're hitting threes, like they were hitting threes last night. I mean, it was uncanny. At one point, they were like, I think they hit 9 of 12 or 8 of 12 or something crazy. I mean, it was like they were on fire. And, you know, that whole three-point, when you're knocking down threes like that, one, you're getting long rebounds back out. And so they miss some of the rebounding opportunities, right? I think you have to adjust your game a bit because, you know, when it's coming from that far off, if it hits the rim, it usually is going to careen a little bit further than normal. So there's that skill set there. But I think what the Nuggets did, they extended up, they ended up trading, tried three for three match. They shot 40 threes. They were last in the league as far as number of threes taken per game. They got into Phoenix's game, and that wore them down. And then when they went to their bench, they did not have the same complementary players. You know, Gordon is still a little bit banged up. He missed with, I think, some plantar fasciitis the other day. And so they
can tell. You can tell just watching him move around during the game. A couple times he went to the free throw line.
Yeah.
You can tell he's banged up.
Right. And so, you know, he wasn't. Usually when you bring the bench in, it's one of your starters sits. It's like, okay, Jokic and Gordon, you're out now. Murray, you're going to run with these. Or Jokic, you're out. And Murray and Gordon, you're going to run with three backups, right? And we'll put Kentavious Pope out. And like, so yesterday, there were five backups out there. And that's when, you know, the Nuggets were close to the first quarter. And then they sat all their starters. And there were five guys off the bench. And that's when, you know, Phoenix built up a 12, 13-point lead, whatever it was. And they never really – they got it down to five or so in the third, but they never really were able to come back from that.
Yeah, the other thing, too, and I'm not trying to fearmonger here. I don't think the Suns can beat the Nuggets four times in a series, but I don't think there's any team in the West that can beat the Nuggets. Okay? Let's get that out there established. But we're talking about the biggest threats to the Nuggets, a team that could really give them pause, could make them sweat a little bit. And you look at Phoenix last night, they come in, they beat the Nuggets on the Nuggets home court on a night in which Bradley Beal and Devin Booker combined to shoot 8 for 28.
Yeah.
That's the other thing about this that makes Phoenix a bit scary, is they didn't even get good games from Bradley Beal and Devin Booker.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right. But I tell you what. Freaking Durant.
Durant.
30 points.
Durant's one of those.
But he played some defense yesterday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, blocked five shots, most blocks he's had in a game since 2019. I know, we're kind of pumping the Phoenix Suns tires a little bit, but they got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
They get my attention more than those frauds in Sacramento, Minnesota.
L.A.
Both L.A. teams.
Boy, I tell you what, did you watch the end?
Dallas, I respect Dallas's duo, but I don't respect what they got beyond that.
Did you watch the end of that Clippers game?
Yes. Did you see Kelly Oubre? Did you see him?
Yeah.
Did you see what he was saying to each ref?
No.
So, Kelly Oubre basically got like mauled twice going to the basket
right
late in the game. No call.
Right.
And Clippers escape with a 1-point
right
win.
There's no question. They want the Clippers.
Yes.
Right.
It was okay. No question.
It was
so
bad.
Philly goes nuts, right? And Oubre goes up to each official and points at him and goes, you're a biatch. You're a biatch. You're a biatch. He pointed to all three of them.
That
and
is
just went,
awesome.
He apologized after the game, but he said he just went to each one of them in their face, pointed to him, goes, you're a B, you're a B, you're a B.
But there's no question. I mean, I watched that go down, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I am never one to complain about officiating, but, dude, come on now.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
That was so bad.
I know. Oh, yeah, I gotta share this number with you, too, by the way. Just for everybody, I'll get to it coming up here. A number... Everybody whose blood boils about the favoritism shown to the Lakers, get ready for it to boil again. That's next. Oh, and sorry, Rogue. My bad. Got to pay off the tease. Papa Murphy's, home of Take a Bag and $5 Fridays. I apologize, Rogue. Take it from there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan, auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
That you need more reasons to hate the Lakers, but did you see this stat that is making its way around?
The free throw stat,
the free throw differential over the last couple of seasons.
They're like plus 1300 or something.
Plus 1300, and the next closest team is like plus 300. Seriously, the free throw attempted difference between the Lakers and the second team that gets the most favorable whistle.
Yes,
right.
They're 1,000 free throws behind.
1,000 free throws behind. Not 1,000 difference between number one and number 28.
No,
this is between number one and number two. So it's the Lakers. This is net free throw attempts since the start of last season, including the playoffs.
Okay.
Lakers plus 1,017. The Knicks, New York.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Shocker. Knicks plus 358.
So they're, what, 700 more free throw attempts, net free throw attempts?
Why don't you do the math, because you're so good at it.
Well, 358 minus 1,000, what'd you say, 17? It's about 600. And,
yeah, it's about 600.
About 650, 660, something like that, right?
Now, you may be asking yourself, where are the Nuggets on this list? A Nuggets team that...
I was thinking about
that. A Nuggets team, and I know you love the number games.
Yeah.
Like from Andrew Mason's articles.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is from the start of last season.
Okay.
So, the Nuggets, not yet a established championship contender, but as the season goes along and then into the playoffs and then through the finals and now starting the season as the defending Stanley Cup, NBA champions.
So you said the Lakers were what, 1,017?
Lakers are 1,017, number one. Where do you think the Nuggets rank?
And the Knicks were 358. I'm going to say the Nuggets are plus 122.
Which you think would place them where? Ranked in the NBA. This is important.
17.
Well, you're close in the ranking. You're well off in the differential. The Nuggets in that same amount of time. So the Lakers are plus 1,017. The Nuggets are minus 143. Minus 143. They rank 22nd in the NBA. Despite having the most dominant big man in the NBA, they rank 22nd in the NBA during that same time.
No wonder Jokic is always pissy with the refs. He's had a couple tees. He's gotten teed up a few times because he's not getting calls, although he does bull people over again.
They were making fun of his go-to complain move where he puts his hands out in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he puts his hands out like his palms up.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Please, why, you know?
And right.
They were making fun of him.
That's right.
But
out there like that.
If you look at the numbers, yeah. If you look
at the
what the heck was that? Seriously, what was that?
I didn't know. that was me being Italian.
So, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
if it means anything.
By the way, if you're just kind of curious, top 10. So it's the Lakers far and away. Then the Knicks, Milwaukee, Orlando, fourth biggest free throw attempt.
The officials have to put an outlier in there, so you can't go. This is ridiculous.
Right.
Only the big market teams. They go, we got you, Orlando.
Yeah. All right, then you got Boston, Miami.
This is ridiculous.
The Clippers, New Orleans. Okay, again, throwing another outlier there. Toronto, Philadelphia.
Yeah, you got to go to Toronto because you feel sorry for them Canadians.
So those are the top 10.
What's the exchange rate, though, on fouls when you're in Toronto? See, it actually changes things down, right?
That Laker number is astounding.
1,017. That's asinine.
And the next closest is
358.
660 free throws behind. That's ridiculous.
Insane.
Ridiculous. Come on, NBA. Can you do a little better at trying to disguise what's happening here? Because this is that's gross.
Yeah, that is bad.
That is just gross. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So the Nuggets tonight we it's been an awesome week because every night the teams alternate.
Yeah,
Nuggets and Avs.
Yeah,
tonight it's the Avs' turn to take over home ice. And they take on the New York Rangers, and it's very cliche for guys in our business to say, you know, this could be a potential finals matchup preview. Well, it could be. The Avalanche playing very well. The Rangers playing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet tonight.
7 p.m.
I'm looking forward to that one. Much the same way, even, you know, I didn't like the result, but I was looking forward to Nuggets and Suns yesterday because I think I speak for everybody. We just want the regular season to be over with.
Yeah.
Let's get to the playoffs. Let's get to the fun, okay? We know that these two teams are both championship contenders in their respective sports. Let's get to the playoffs and let's go. But we still have to play through the minutia of these final handful of games, so you might as well give us a good one like Avs-Rangers.
You know what last night was for me? It was more disappointment than it was, oh gosh, we could be in trouble. You know what I mean? Like, I was just kind of disappointed in them not adhering to their identity, them not playing great, their bench not playing great, them not having, you know, there was more disappointment there than it was, like, I'm nervous about these Suns. If we meet these guys in the, you know, in the playoffs or in the Western Conference Finals, I think that wasn't really my thought process. It was more about, and I always feel this way about really good teams. It's more about us than it is them.
Yeah.
And I felt like last night was an us situation where we, the collective we, the Nuggets, didn't play well.
By the way, for all you Avalanche fans out there, I'm sure most of you know this, but some of you, are you surprised to know that Chris Drury is the president and general manager of the New York Rangers?
Doing a
great job.
That surprised me. Did you also know that Nathan MacKinnon has a chance to extend his point streak at home?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I was aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
36.
24, 36. What a winner I am. I don't know what. How long you have?
You stayed up late for the Nuggets game, right? Stayed up late for that Nuggets game. That game.
You were about ready to go. What's wrong with you? And I was going to say, how much time you got? That's a long discussion.
But you know what? It's funny because you see the success of Joe Sakic as an executive. You see the success of Chris Drury as an executive. And you know what? These guys were paying attention while they were here, watching the way that Pierre Lacroix ran the Avalanche. And for two smart guys like Sakic and Drury, I think they learned a lot of lessons as players, how Lacroix did things, and have applied a lot of that to their respective jobs and doing great.
It's an interesting concept. Like Drury doing well, Sakic obviously doing very well. You know, John Lynch for the Niners doing very well.
Yep.
You know, Ozzie Newsome back in the day was considered, I mean, that's a Hall of Fame tight end that became an unbelievable executive.
Yep.
And you wonder sometimes, why not go in that direction if you're an organization? Why not explore more of that as opposed to guys who didn't play?
Right. And, you know, John Elway was on a certified heater the first half of his run here.
Yeah.
He was on pace to be a Hall of Fame executive in addition to being a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah.
And then Paxton came along. Paxton. Hmm. But we're not smearing Paxton anymore.
No.
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 No. You know who we're smearing? Russ.
I tell you what, though.
You know, when it's not forced and it just comes in the flow.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a Michael Porter three from the corner. You know, it's after the ball's been reversed a couple times, couple passes, open look, boom.
You know what's going on.
I love the Russell Wilson smear in the flow of the show.
I will tell you this now. If there's one quarterback that I would like to make videos for me, it's Russ.
It is Russ.
I do not want him to play for me, but as far as videos, I'm in. I'm in now.
Hey, what's trending coming up next? As much as, you know, we'd like to take our shots at LeBron James, he had something to say on a podcast with J.J. Redick that as a basketball fan, I found myself just nodding my head saying, preach. So I want you to hear it. You'll hear that coming up next. First, though, let me tell you about what is going on. Your last chance. Boy, you talk about a mulligan. Thank God I needed this. The Sport Clips presenting the Denver Sports Second Chance Bracket. Head to denversports.com/hoops for your chance to win $1,000 and a pair of tickets to every concert and PRCA rodeo event at the Daddy of Mall in Cheyenne. That's denversports.com/hoops. Entry ends before the first game today, which is at about 5 o'clock. So make sure you get to denversports.com/hoops to get in the Second Chance Bracket, which is very necessary for people like me. Not like Mark, though. Mark's staying on top of everybody. Yeah. What's trending? Yeah, shut up. What's trending? Coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
All right, so the Nuggets lose yesterday to the Suns.
Where are we at now? 14-3?
14-3. And now what, they need to go 8-2 to set a franchise record for wins? 8-2. 7-2.
7-2.
Michael Malone on what this team needs to do when they're playing true Nugget basketball.
We've been a very good running team since the All-Star break because our defense has been great. And tonight, if you don't defend and you don't rebound, those opportunities to get out and run and attack and cut are not there. But when they are there, to your point, you know, I just felt there were times we're getting the ball to Nicole and everybody was just standing and watching. And that's where, you know, like, now you're making yourself very easy to guard.
By the way, level of concern over Jamal Murray. You speak injury. You speak sports injury.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. When he missed his first game, I was like, psh, load management. Classic. Missed his second game. I'm like, all right, this is Michael Malone staying true to what he said. Coming out of the All-Star break, I'm not going to sacrifice health for wins.
Sure.
But then he misses a third straight game against Phoenix, you know, with the idea that, you know, maybe you want to play in this game and send a bit of a message after losing to them at home a couple weeks ago. And then he sits that one out.
Right.
All right, where's your concern-o-meter at? 1 to 10.
I'm at a 3.
3?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not that concerned.
That's good.
I think this is all about freshness come playoff time, getting Murray into, you know, into that, the realm where he just dominates. I mean, the guy has dominated playoff time.
Yep.
In clutch games. So I look at this as more of, hey, long haul situation. You know, Jamal, we need him fresh. We need to play deep into June. We're going to take care of him right now.
But there are enough nagging injuries to suggest
he's got an ankle.
He's probably going to be fighting this for
right
most of the playoff, the entire playoff.
That's
run.
Why I named him Mr. Tibbs. Bilateral tibia soreness.
Well, it's that. Ankle.
It's an ankle.
And it's a knee.
It's a knee. What's more than Tibbs?
Let's just say he's got a, in hockey parlance, he's dealing with some LBIs.
Lower body injuries.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
I like to have as much fun poking fun at LeBron James as the next guy, but hey, we're talking about an all-time great, one of the five greatest players of all time. Somebody who is very, very, very high basketball IQ. So if you're a basketball fan, just listen to what he sees as one of the trends in the game right now that he doesn't like.
You know why? Because everyone now is a narrative of this thing called, I have a bag. Or he doesn't have a bag. It bothers the out of me. Everyone thinks just because you get a favorable matchup that it means it's one-on-one time. Let's play ones. That's all you hear the kids talk about now. You wanna play ones? You wanna play ones? But what the f is this? This is not Jordan versus Bird Nintendo. Like, it's 5-on-5. And yes, if you have an opportunity to have a favorable matchup and you can beat your man, but realize something. Most great teams are going to send help. And can you make the right reads? Can you make the right reads? Can you instill confidence in your teammates to when you've scored twice on that favorable matchup? Do you know that the double is coming? And you have to see it either coming from the tilt on the baseline or from the fire from the nail. You have to be ready for that. Like, and it takes time for guys. And some guys don't want to learn and won't learn, because they just want to play ones. I've had guys on the court that literally said to me before, why y'all doubling me? Stop doubling me. Let me play ones.
Some good stuff. And it explains why the Nuggets are so different. Because as I'm listening to that, I'm like, okay, Jason Tatum, he wants the bag. Nikola Jokic, great. Send two guys at me.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'll make you pay. Yeah. Keep doing it. Go ahead. Keep doing it. I'm just going to set up my guys for easy shots. Go ahead.
Because...
And it's kind of cool right. hearing LeBron...
Right. But he
legitimize
plays,
that.
Right. He plays the game. That's one of the criticisms LeBron took all the time, going all the way back to when he was a young player. He was criticized for making the right play. Oh, he didn't want the ball in crunch time. He's going to defer. Well, he's going to make the right play and trust that his teammates can knock down shots. So, and that is Nuggets basketball. That's what makes it such a beautiful thing to watch.
Paul Bissonnette from TNT's hockey coverage, Spittin' Chiglets podcast. Just in awe of what he has seen from Nathan MacKinnon this year.
This guy's on a different planet. He's in zone two post games doing the cardio. He is locked and loaded. He had to dig deep in order to go to a different level, in order to win an MVP trophy while Connor McDavid is in the National Hockey League. This to me makes him a first ballot Hall of Famer in itself.
Obviously, Paul Bissonnette hasn't watched me prep for this radio show. Could you imagine just the superlatives that he'd be spitting right now?
Oh, yeah. Just
on hockey talk?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Bissonnette's 10 seconds of commentary right before the stuff we played, I would have loved to have played, but Fever, you probably heard it. Couldn't play that. No.
Was
no,
potty
no.
mouth?
Oh, it was... No, there's no way we could have cleaned it up.
Really?
Yeah, and you know us. There's no line that we're not afraid to, like, creep up to and dangle our toenails over.
Yeah.
This one, even I looked at and said, nope. So if you want to find it, go ahead, find it. It was very descriptive on Paul Bissonnette's part. But do you think Nathan MacKinnon has dug this deep? Because he has. He has gone to another level. But what do you think is the motivation?
He wants to win. He wants to hoist another cup. Hey, let's face it.
How much do you think he thinks about winning a Hart Trophy?
I don't. Very little. I mean, it'd be a nice, you know, it'd be a nice talking point on the mantelpiece.
Right.
But I think it's about championships or bust. The other thing is, if you're going to go down, you know, Paul Bissonnette just talked about him going into the Hall of Fame. That's nice. Hall of Fame's great. But if you're going to go down as potentially the best Av to ever play, you got to win another cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to go down and you're going to be in the conversation at the big boy table with Sakic and with, what, Forsberg and with, you know, those guys, you got to win another cup.
Last one. Will the last CU men's basketball player turn out the lights before he leaves?
My
Holy
goodness.
Smokes. Like, I know the portal is the portal and it's there for... But the mass exodus... So the number of Buffs from this year's team that is, as of right now, is returning for next year. Out of their top seven. One. One Buff. Well, that's it. Like,
can you play 5-on-1?
I mean, geez. Zach Bye speculated on his show yesterday, The Drive, that maybe, and he said this clearly. He's just spitballing, speculating here. Could it mean that Tad Boyle's ready to walk away?
I don't know, man. That doesn't feel good right there.
But if you're Tad Boyle, right, you're as old school as they come. Don't you think that Tad Boyle's kind of got a little bit of Nick Saban view of this whole thing? The idea of, like, do I really want to do this? Do I want,
right,
after all these years of recruiting guys, you know, nurturing them, bringing them up, developing them, for knowing I was going to have them for 2, 3, 4 years,
right,
do I really want to do this where basically every year I'm bringing in an Eddie Lampkin only to lose an Eddie Lampkin at the end of the year?
Well, but if you...
Do I really want to keep doing this?
Yeah, I mean, but you're going to play the game, right? I mean, you brought in Lampkin.
Yep.
He came from the portal.
Yep. No, you're right. But do you want to
you go portal or porthole?
Portal. Porthole isn't a porthole what you look out of when you're on a ship?
Boat. Have you ever been on a boat? Did you ever go on a cruise?
Yes, been on one. Loved it.
Loved it.
I love it.
They've got buffets.
Man. Oh, geez.
Drinks by the pool.
Hey.
That is you love.
Let me tell you something. Nobody. I am a Hall of Fame relaxer.
Yeah.
Okay?
You can relax.
I mean, I can relax. You know those people who sometimes, you know, you go on vacation and everyone's like, getting restless. Let's go for a walk on the beach. Nope. That's you. You're a walk on the beach.
I hate vacation.
Yeah. I'm the Peyton Manning of relaxing on vacation.
You're just a straight goat.
I might be the goat. I'm in the conversation.
I cannot.
I'm in the conversation.
I am the worst. I just do not.
I am in the conversation.
I don't like
it. I can relax. Coming up next, Jim Harbaugh had something to say that, I mean, I've never seen Mark so aroused. You'll hear it next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Brass Monkey. Let's be honest, when it comes to the creative process that goes into this show and the ideas generated by the people in this show, you know, me, Sid, Fever, you don't really contribute much.
Right?
What do you mean? So it was with great interest that I noticed that you couldn't wait to send out this Jim Harbaugh clip that we're about to play.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
To send this out. You were so fired up about
it. Yeah. That part is true. You guys send a bunch of stuff I don't care about, but then I see something that's great, and I'm like, this needs to be talked about.
All right. Well, here you go. Here's Jim Harbaugh. How do you want to properly set it up?
This is when I heard this. This is when I knew the Chargers were no longer going to Charger, and that makes me a little bit sad.
I think he was talking about how you go about building
a football team,
building a football team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean the offensive line to me is important. I mean, if I asked you the question of like what position group depends on no other position group to be good, but every other position group depends on them to be good, you know, what position group is that?
Yeah.
Offensive line. They're not relying on any other position group to be good. They go out and they're good. But yet every other position group relies on the offensive line to be good. And then the D-line, they'll be the ones that argue back, we don't need the offensive line to be good. Do you? Do you like when the offense has a 12-play drive and, you know, the field position? Yeah, okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Dude. Wipe the drool off your lips, will you? Jeez. God, you're salivating over this.
You had me at a low. Full attention. You got my attention. But he's 100%.
Oh, of course he's 100% right.
Well, can a quarterback play well if he's not protected? Let's answer the question. Can a quarterback play well if he's not protected?
No.
Can a receiver catch the ball if the quarterback is under duress and get knocked down on the ground?
No.
Can a running back put up big-time numbers if nobody blocks for him?
No.
Interesting.
You rest your case?
I rest my case.
Yes.
I present O-line as Exhibit A.
You know what really stinks.
What's that? The kitchen? Have you guys noticed there's a smell in the kitchen like that? Somebody hid a dirty diaper behind the fridge or something?
It is awful.
Oh, is it?
Right. I walked in this morning and almost like I gagged instantly.
I haven't been in there.
Yeah. I go in there, get coffee. It's like, I hold my breath and then I run over there and
breathing through your nose.
Yeah, just like, yeah. Yeah, it smells like somebody like hit a dirty diaper in there.
Oh, ew.
That's like something I would do in college to my college teammates.
Yes, what you would do. You would get you'd somehow find a dirty diaper.
I would just poop in a cup.
Oh, jeez.
And then hide it in their room.
Oh, my God.
You never done that?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on. You're lying.
College hijinks. No. No. No.
Weird.
Rogue, you done that? Yeah, go ahead, Mark. Ask her. Tell her. What's the question?
Oh, you didn't hear that?
Yeah, go ahead. Ask her, Mark.
Oh, I said in college you'd poop in a cup and then hide it in one of your like buddy's rooms in his dorm room.
Yeah, I did that a couple times.
Yeah. There you go. That's why we like
good,
you.
Clean living.
On the text line, and you guys wanted Sean Payton more than Harbaugh. Actually, I'll speak for me first. Mm-hmm. I have said all along that Sean Payton was 1 and Jim Harbaugh was 1A. And to Zach Bye out there, there is a razor thin difference between 1 and 1A. I would have been ecstatic with Harbaugh. I like Payton just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because his time spent in the NFL was more recent than Harbaugh. But hey, no, I would have had no problems with Harbaugh. Nobody. Nobody. Yeah, I'm
who's better than us?
Nobody. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't like the fact that Harbaugh's in Charger land. I don't either, man.
I don't.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. No, I'm not, nope. Mrs. Harbaugh.
Nope.
I'm not happy about it.
Nope.
Because I think one, he will make decisions based on football decisions, not on analytic decisions. I think two, he'll take a ton of pressure off the quarterback, so the quarterback doesn't have to, is not responsible to win every game. Yeah, I just feel like Jim Harbaugh will be the elixir that fixes the Chargers from chargering.
And the other thing, too, I don't know if you've ever thought of it this way, Chargers have the number one pick in the draft. Let's see how long it takes you to figure that out.
Chargers have the number one pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they don't need a quarterback. So they've got the top player.
Right.
The top actual football player.
So if you figure that quarterbacks
Look at you. That big brain finally paid off.
I'm not just another pretty face.
You're right.
Because if you're going to have quarterbacks go 1 through 4, once again, the desperate herd mentality of reaching for quarterbacks.
Right.
1 through 4, where I can be confident in telling you one, maybe one of the four, will turn out to be an elite quarterback. The Chargers sitting there at 5 are going to get the best football player in the draft.
You're right.
They got the first pick.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And they let go all their receivers. So who's the best wide receiver? Is it the Malik Nabers kid?
He's climbing. Marvin Harrison seems to be the Drake May of receivers in this draft.
See what he did? Shorts and a t-shirt.
Neighbors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ran a 4.35.
He moves.
Had a 42-inch vertical jump.
He moves. By the way, did you see Jaden Daniels' elbow?
Yeah.
What was that? It looked like, okay, I don't know how many have seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It looked like Total Recall. That looked like Quato.
Yeah.
Coming out of his elbow.
Yeah, it was ugly. That thing.
Okay?
That thing.
That was Quato.
Whatever picture that was
it Quato?
That
looked... Did I get that right? Quato?
Yeah.
I think it was Quato. That was Quato coming out of Jaden Daniels' elbow.
Mm-hmm. It was... That thing is... That was from a couple of years ago, I believe, but that was so ugly.
It's just an inflamed bursa sac? Is that what it is? Like if
yeah,
you,
he's got an inflamed bursa sac.
Just like...
What?
If you went outside and let's say you were shoveling snow or something and you just slipped on the ice and fell and you put out your elbow to brace the fall, you could end up with something...
Yeah. Yeah, every joint's got a bursa sac.
Oh, I didn't know that. Sorry.
Yeah. It's like your heart, Mark Schlereth, MD.
It seems to me like you're the expert, Mark.
Oh, like your heart's encased in like a little sack. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Pericardium, I think it is.
By the way.
Did I sound like a doctor?
Do you think that
she just looks at me like, this guy's an idiot. He's just making things up.
Do you think if Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh were hanging out and Jim Harbaugh brought that point up that we just played, that Sean Payton would agree with him enthusiastically?
100%. And by the way, Sean Payton, over the course of 15 years at New Orleans, I mean, come on now. They had some of the best offensive lines in football, and they addressed those with the Bushrods of the world and the guy that plays in Miami now who was a left tackle, Armstead, who was great for a long time, Ramchek, who was really good, the center, I can go on and on.
We got a break.
Ramirez was a first rounder.
Stoke is so eager to get on the air.
Oh, he can't wait.
Real quick, Sport Clips presenting the Denver Sports Second Chance Bracket, denversports.com/hoops. Get signed up before the first game later today at 5 o'clock. You can win $1,000 and a pair of tickets to every concert and PRCA rodeo event at the Daddy of them all in Cheyenne. denversports.com/hoops.
You got to get on that.
Get signed up. Dover and Stoke coming up next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.